Novel introduces Welcome to Iran by Nadia Full. The play contains some strong language.
The play you're about to hear was set to have its first performance 1 year ago at the Theatre Royal Stratford East before transferring to the National. But it never reached the stage. When COVID forced theatres to shut their doors in March 2020, the show was cancelled just 1 week into rehearsals. So, for tonight's Drama on Three, we brought the cast and creative team back together to pick up where they left off and reimagine the play for radio. This has been a year of hardship for theatre workers and audiences alike, but also one of tremendous creativity as we've discovered new ways to share our stories. But the essence of theatre is community. The act of coming together physically in the same space is at the heart of what we do. So, as you listen to Welcome to Iran, I hope you'll join me in keen anticipation of a time when we can see it on stage at last. But first, here's writer and director Nadia Fall to tell us more.
I actually grew up in the Middle East, and my dad worked in Tehran for a while. And we were a bit of a kind of Iranophile family. We ate Iranian food, had Iranian friends. So a few years ago, I took a trip there. One of the most incredible experiences of my life. This play has a fictional narrative of a young woman going back to Iran to connect with her roots, bumping into real-life inspired stories and people. So it was really a love letter to the people in the country. About this time last year, in 2020, we were only a week and a few days into rehearsal. And suddenly we had to just put everything on ice, not knowing if and when this play would see the light of day.
So start recording, and we are recording.
I'm just going to switch the fridge off.
Yeah.
It was really exciting to meet the actors virtually again, but also kind of scary to jump in without being in the room together. And so much of the play was planned to be a visual storytelling, which of course we can't have on radio. But what we do have is a kind of intimacy, letting the words and the actors speak for themselves, really. I would love to appeal to the audience to take a leap of faith as we did, working outside our comfort zone, but also meet the play in what might feel like a rehearsal run through before it's completely polished and ready for press night. So you're seeing us with our sweats on, with our experimental leap of faith that we do in a rehearsal room. I think of it as a kind of mood board of an experience of visiting Iran, you know, full of Polaroids and newspaper cuttings, monologues, there's music, poetry. We can't all get on a plane to Iran right now, but I hope it feels like you are in a taxi in Shiraz. Ultimately, by taking us to Iran, what I'm trying to do is get us to realize that the difference between us here and them there is not great. It is about creating empathy.
Two, but I'm taking one. Yes, I've got enough underwear. You don't have to worry if I run out of clean knickers. I'm not whispering, I'm on the bus. Well, they'll have washing machines, won't they? Well, if they don't, I'll use shampoo and I'll do it in the sink. Yes, I've packed shampoo. Oh my God, you sound like Auntie Sharon. Well, ever so slightly EDL. Of course they'll see my hair when I'm indoors, won't they? Going to find yourself. If anyone's a hippie, it's you. Well, what do you call a white girl backpacking around the world and getting up the duff with an Iranian bloke with a guitar? No, I don't wish I was never born. I'm just saying I won't be making the same mistakes as you, Mum. Look, can I call you when I'm at the airport? Mum, look, that's all media exaggerated hyped up bollocks. I'll be totally safe. Gotta go. No, I mean, I've got to get off the bus. Well, you don't need to worry. I told you, Reza sorted everything. I've got a government guide. I've got... Yes, I did tell you. Yeah, I did, actually. Well, I'm telling you now, so... I'm not a child. Look, I've got to go. Yeah. I'll call you back. Yep. Excuse me. Sorry, that's my case.
بذارید کمکتون کنم.
Sorry? Oh, thank you.
مشکلی نداره. سنگین نیست.
خودم
باشه. نمیخوام بچه‌ها
بگیرید.
Oh
my god.
آقا برش کن بچه‌ها بده.
ساکت باش خانم.
بچه‌ها
بده. من چی گفتم؟ من گفتم ساکت باش. خوش کن.
من بچه‌ها.
Shit. Where are they?
Ava. Here, Ava.
Layla.
Oh, salam, Juna.
Salam, thank God.
You don't recognize your sister?
It's been too long. Did you see that?
What? Why do you wear these many clothes? So big.
I didn't want to get in trouble. Did you just see that woman? They just took a baby.
No, where? Oh, it's too hot for black.
Just there, just a second ago.
Don't worry. Tomorrow you can dress like me, okay?
Hello, Ava. I am your Iran guide. Welcome.
Fatima.
No, Fatima. Pleased to meet you.
Hi.
You want I help you with your baggages?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Ava, you want to sleep at Auntie Soraya's to relax? We can visit Shiraz and go to the bazaar tomorrow.
Yes, let's go. Where's Reza?
I don't know.
What? He said he'd be here.
You know our brother. Never here when you want him and always there when you don't want.
He definitely said he'd be here.
Ava, we must go to hotel now. It is very late.
Hi, Baba.
Oh, okay.
You don't need to pay for a guide. And you don't need to pay for hotel. And you surely don't need to pay for her to sleep in the hotel. Come home.
I explained to your sister all the rules. We must go to sleep in the hotel or it is big problem for your visa.
خانم ببخشی شما موضوع نمیفهمی اینجا.
It's just that my brother mentioned...
Yes?
Oh, that maybe because you know him...
Yes?
It'd be okay for me to stay with the family?
No.
You want this guide? You don't need. The family will look after you for everything.
Your sister, she don't understand the rule of our country. It's very difficult for her. Reza, go ahead, tozi dode.
در مورد برادر به درد نخورم صحبت نکنید.
Ava Juna, Bia, Bia Inja. Now you're here. We have to talk about everything. About Baba.
I really want to.
These things you cannot talk on the phone.
I know.
There is a letter for you.
A letter?
Yes. We found the letter Baba wrote for you.
When?
It was in his books.
We must sign with hotel.
Basta dige. I will speak to the officials now. Come.
Where are you going? No, Layla, please, listen. I just saw that woman taken at passport control.
Ava, we live here. We know how it works.
But you can't tell them I'm your sister. I'm here on a tourist visa. I haven't declared any family.
You are my sister.
Yeah, but half-sister, so...
There is no half. You can't cut yourself in half. شبتون بخیر.
شب بخیر, خانم.
این خانم خواهر منه و از خارج اومده. این وظیفه ماست که ازش پذیرایی کنیم و با مقامات رسمی هم چک کردیم.
لیلا, what you saying?
خب بفهمید.
دایی من با بخش جهانگردی تماس گرفته, پس احتیاجی به اینکه کسی رو بفرستید نیست. این یک برنامه خانوادگیه.
پاسپورت.
Yes.
England.
Yes.
Manchester.
Yes. Well, I was
Manchester born United.
Yes.
خانوم. این مشکل خودتونه, نه مشکل سکیوریتی. شما آزاری که با خواهرتون برای مدتی که اینجا هستن باشید.
It's fine.
Seriously?
Yes, حاشو. خیلی ممنون. شبتون بخیر.
شب بخیر.
Let's go. Oh, I told you it would be fine.
I can't wait to see the house. So excited.
It's no matter what this guard here say. He has no powers for this matter. If you want to go, go with your sister. But I must tell you, one guide I worked with before in Isfahan, he tell to me of one American girl. She did go to her family house For 1 month, she is asleep in her grandmother's bed. It's so nice. Then, on her last day, the guards take her from her sleep. Oh, and she went to jail for 2 years. In the night, they can come. When you asleep...
Layla, I think I should just go with Fatima tonight. It's just easier.
You prefer hotel?
Tomorrow, I'll come to the house. And then Reza can talk to her and she'll leave us alone.
I don't know.
I'm really tired.
Okay. Hotel, just to sleep.
Good. We take taxi.
راحت باش. هر چی میخواد بپرس. خوبه.
I live in Shiraz.
خوب بگو.
I've been driving taxis since I was 17. I'm 48 next month, so, yeah, 30 years. An early memory.
Now you're asking. During the war, when there was an enemy plane or a raid on our city, a strange sound played on the radio and the televisions, like a beep, something like that. Yeah, exactly. A warning. That day, I remember we heard the red siren, like the colour red, and there was a white one, but when you heard that red one, that meant you had to take cover, I don't know, under the table, whatever, downstairs to the cellar, if you were lucky to have one. Then you'd wait till you heard the other siren, the white one, which meant you could come out. It's funny, I specifically remember that sound. I was lucky. I personally never saw a dead body. My father did. He worked in a special primary school for disabled children. It was 7 or 8 in the morning. He was parking his car. And there was a massive noise. A big, big bang. And then a massive fire. And after that, everything goes dark. Thick, thick dust. And it all looks black. That's how it was every time. So when the dust goes, you see the devastation. Rubble and books, children's clothing, bags, pens and pencils, and, you know, the bodies. I remember when he came back and told us, he was very upset. My mother was pregnant with my younger sister at the time, and when she heard, she was really, really unwell. I can never forget that. I said there and then that I wanted to go to the front and fight. I must have been 14, 15, but by then things had got so bad they'd started taking kids. My father said that if I did that, he would never speak to me again. Moths to the flame, that's what we call our boys. Moths to the flame of truth. Over 1 million people died fighting Saddam. 8 long years of war. But now, of course, the younger ones, they don't remember. They only see the pictures of the martyrs painted on the buildings around the city.
We
welcome you to Shiraz.
Merci.
USA.
UK.
Pussy.
Sorry?
Pussycat.
He tried to speak English, but he cannot.
Pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London for a visit.
Very good.
میتونی صدای رادیو رو بلند کنی؟
No, wait. Ask me about Shiraz.
میخواد از شیراز براش بگی.
این بهترین شهر دنیاست. 25 ساله که از اینجا بیرون نرفتم.
He tells of the weather in Shiraz is so good and the trees are many.
Can you put down my window?
پنجرهشو باز کن. Don't worry, we visit in the morning.
God, it even smells good. I want to breathe it all in.
حافظیه.
This is tomb of Hafez, the most famous poet of whole of Iran.
Ey Hafez Shirazi, to mahram harazi, be shakh nabat,
Can you stop the car? Stop the car?
Oh, no, we come tomorrow.
Please, can we just stop the car? Just for a minute, yeah, please. Can we just stop the car? Just, please, just stop the car!
Hafez is 14th century poet who is born and died also in Shiraz.
Yeah,
Hafez's tomb constructed here in northern Shiraz in 1452.
Can I please just have 1 minute?
Okay.
On my own.
I stand here 5 minutes.
We say that there are always two books you'll find in any Iranian house. One, of course, is the Quran, and the other is a book of Hafez poetry.
Poems about God.
It's funny how the moon always hangs directly above the tomb.
Come and gone.
Wonderful.
About being drunk, but mostly how love lives on.
See how the walls of the veranda are engraved with the poet's words.
Walls of poetry engraved on this wall. Elderly couple taking stroll. It's people around you, they like to find their own little corner and unravel their mind. A student, he reads Hafez under the tree. Each ancient couplet making his young mind free. And lovers arrange their meetings right here. No morality, please separate them, not here.
I met my father right on those steps. I must have been about 8 or 9. I did see him again when I was 16. I just had my headphones in the whole time. Stupid teenager.
Feels like I know you. Feels like I've heard this before. Something inside me is moving. If I'd have known you'd go, I would have asked you more. And I feel like I've been here before. I feel like I've been here before. I see you.
Your father is with you.
What did you say? Baba. Baba Iran.
I feel like I've been here before. I feel like I've been here before. Getting closer more and more. Now I am here. Now I am here.
We must go. We must sign with the hotel.
Yes.
Salam. Bebakhshid.
Ya khahar, folato begi.
What's he doing? He's got a little budgie on his wrist.
He gives you poems of Hafez. You must take one. Take it.
Okay. What do I do with it?
This poetry will tell what your life will be for the next years. Give him some monies.
Oh, okay. I've only got... Here. Merci.
Merci, khanum.
Zende
bash.
Bezam berim.
My fortune. What does it say?
It writes about the vine and about... some travels and many things.
Oh, well, I'm on my travels and I like wine. What else?
When you come here on pilgrimage, don't bore us with your stories of judges and human laws. Bring wine. Another hour with your psychiatrist will not bring you bliss. Instead, give your seconds and soul money to love and good deeds. Don't blame your bad luck on the stars or the door of fate that creaks. Look in the mirror and ask your own eyes, who wants you dead? So go on, take up the goose chase of drunkenness and pretend you're looking for buried treasure. But your father's words will set you free.
What the hell?
No!
Ava?
Yes?
Problem?
No problem. I'm fine.
Okay.
Shit.
Hello?
Jesus! How do you get in?
Oh, who you talk with, Ava?
No one. I was talking to myself.
You don't like your room?
No, it's good, honestly.
You won't. You take my room.
No, really. It's just the toilet.
Yes?
The hole in the ground squatting thing. I'm not used to it.
You just do like this. No problem. Traditional irony. Good for it. Take everything out. How I look?
Great, you look lovely.
Really? Look, this is so nice, my English dress. Smell my perfume. Smell it.
Oh, yes. Are you going somewhere?
I go to see my boyfriend. He lives here in Shiraz. Shh. I must put long manteau so no one see my mini dress.
Oh, then maybe I'll take a little walk.
You must not leave your room without me.
I'm sure I could just...
These are the rules. Don't worry, you relax. I'll see you for breakfast.
Stuck here shrinking. I was here so long ago. Ooh, uneasy thinking. Find you, oh, I don't know.
They bring us the special chadors to put. We must cover the head to the foot.
God, I look like an elephant in a tent.
Yes. I want to take one photo. Smiling.
Cheese. God, where is my brother? He said he'd meet us outside the mosque.
Maybe he inside. He must use the men's way and we must pass women's security gate. Come.
The light.
Welcome to Shah-e-Chera. A memorial and mosque over 1,000 years past at the time of the Abbasid persecution of our people, the Shiite Muslims, Army Ahmad and Mir Muhammad, were haunted and killed. Shah-e-Chiragh means King of Light, because the great queen ordered the tomb to be filled with millions of pieces of colored glass, to make the beauty with the light. You can see the women enter there. It is one of the most beautiful mosques, but also important pilgrimage in the city of Shiraz. But unfortunately, we cannot enter there.
Oh, sorry, I'd really like to go inside.
I am sorry, but this is a holy place only permitted to Muslims.
But I am Muslim.
You are Muslim?
Yes, I am. Do you need me to recite the Kalma? The Pillars of Islam, Muhammad...
Salallahu
alayhi wasalam.
I am so sorry. I did not know. Please come. Please take off your shoes. Put there. Okay, come.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see, the chandeliers are so much big.
Quiet.
I am her guide.
Shh. People pray. Have some respect. You can go to it.
بله، من اینجا داوطلبانه هستم. میخواین اسممو بدونین؟
My name is not important. I'm 31 years and I live in South Shiraz. I work here for 3 years. Not for money. We work here to please God, to help, to give our lives. A flow of women, young and old, come to be near the graves of our ancient martyrs. Fingers grip the engraved screens. The gilding is worn thin from centuries of pressing foreheads, kisses and tears. Women pray. Some sit feeding their babies, others in silent contemplation, wiping away hot tears. Why do we come? What do we pay for? An empty womb? Heartache, lost parent? Moths to the flame of God?
I don't believe in an interventionist God. But I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask. Not to intervene when it came to you. Not to touch a hair on your head, to leave you as you are. If he felt he had to direct you, then direct you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms.
Baba, اینجا هستم.
Baba? Baba?
Why you beat your brother now?
Where the hell have you been?
Here. I bring you this nice juice and this sweet. You like this one, I remember.
And when I was a kid.
So you don't want?
Yeah, of course I do.
I didn't recognize you.
What?
You look so funny in this dress. Are you a good Muslim now?
Yes.
I hate mosques.
Of course you do.
You believe this one?
I don't know. Maybe. I felt something. But I know it sounds crazy, but I think I heard like a voice that sounded like...
Liar.
You what?
They are all liars inside. They do everything bad, then they go in mosque and say, look, I am so good man. Liars.
Not everyone can be a liar. People have faith. People need to believe in something.
They believe what they are told to believe.
When Baba died, it just...
Religion is the opium of the people. Baba always said that.
Right.
Ova, this mosque keeps us imprisoned in our own country. I hate this thing. And it's full of government spies.
Why didn't you come to the bloody airport? You left me with Layla and Fatime. They're at each other's throats.
Yes. Layla want to kill me for this.
Where is she?
She meet you after, at the bazaar with the cousins.
Oh, God, she's angry with me.
You know, it's me. She don't trust me for the guide, the visa. I tell her, Fatemeh is my friend, my girlfriend's friend. Layla say she's one of your bitches.
Hey!
It's her. She talked to the guard at the airport. She's crazy.
Well, last time I didn't need a guide.
The rules, they change. One day the government say all is okay. Next day it is forbidden.
I left it too long to come back.
Ava, Fatame is going to let us do what we want. We just got to do it quietly.
Layla said Baba left me a letter.
I don't know what she talk.
No, she definitely said that he...
Salam. Just remember, don't blow kiss to these guards with beards.
Why are they staring?
I think they want to kiss me.
Ooh, freaks me out.
Welcome to Iran.
Oh, sorry, I just had a call from my special friend. Amade?
I'll see you later.
Where are you going now? It'll be fun.
For girls.
Stop avoiding Layla.
Let's go shopping.
Hi. My name is Guli and she is Niloufar and we are both 18 years old. We like your accent.
We are freshmen. We just started the university. We are biologists but go into the genetics field as well.
And biotechnology.
After graduation, I would like to have a laboratory and work there. I would love to live in Germany.
Yes, because in Germany you have many چطوری میگی موقعیت
opportunities you know
بهش بگو به خاطر تحریم هاست
yes because of the sanctions there is not all of the materials
بگو به خاطر اینکه کتاب ها ممنوع شدن
some of our books are you know forbidden we can't find some of our books because it is not in Iran and
به خاطر تحریم ها
sanctions yes because there is not all of
the materials forbidden بعضی کتاب ها ممنوع شدن
we use the old books but yes we can get some of the new books here too we have writers here too internet and all these things
No,
it's not the same as the US. Well, like here, if you go out with a boy, you know, that's not very common. Like, it's not very, you know, we meet them at the colleges, universities, with our families.
Instagram, no Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is banned, but you can get app to unblock this. Yeah, we talk together, we discuss together. A boyfriend? no.
Yes.
No, okay. Not in a romantic way, just friends.
Yes, I have boyfriend.
You do? Kesi ro dost dari? Dost pesar dari? We didn't know she has boyfriend.
He is by the shopping, in the Vakil shop.
Bazar Vakil? He has a shop in Bazar Vakil.
I come shop every day.
Dokhtar Shetun, a naughty girl.
Here is the door of the Bazar Vakil in the central of Shiraz. It was started in 11th century. Here you see the vaulted ceiling, a beautiful courtyard,
Guys.
The baths.
Guys, stop.
We have the Persian carpets,
oh, yes.
The spices, the jewels.
Oh, God.
Any questions?
Why she talk? No one cares.
Guys, shh, Sadaf, leave her. It's interesting.
I don't think she finished high school, so what can she know? Ava, come. What you like, you show me.
I don't want you to spend any more money on me. Please, no more presents, okay?
She must buy for her sister.
And we must gift our cousin.
Come, Ava. Come with me. I will show you the very special Persian carpet museum.
Welcome. I am Karosh Jamshidi. My name is the first king of Iran. My age. How old do you think? So, when we're talking about the history of carpet, you know, that's carpet.
as carpet material is something that it is being destroyed so easily because it is wool. And you know that wool cannot stand so long. That is why, in terms of, let us say, history and traces that we have about carpet in the world, it is little. It's not so much. But the oldest carpet that we have found in the world, it is known as the Pazuric carpet. That has been found in Pazuric Valley in Russia. It has been woven in Iran. And it is about 2,500 years old. Yeah. No, I'm at work. I told you, I pick him up. Okay. But how has it been kept and survived like that? Ice. Yes, because it was frozen and being rolled around the body of a king. The Achaemenid Empire was the first, yeah? Founded by Cyrus the Great, it was the first of the great Persian empires. And it stretched from the Balkans to North Africa, all through Central Asia, spanning three continents from their seat of power in Takht-i-Jamshid or Persepolis. So, this ancient carpet that they have found, yes, all the different symbols and the same signs and designs and whatever we have is completely Iranian, all Persian, yes? So, for example, we have here a star. It is a symbol of spirituality, of good fortune. Here we have the pomegranate for the making of the baby, for the fertility. Uh-huh. You like this? This shows the image of the man. A man like your grandfather, or perhaps your father. It is said you don't choose the carpet chooses you. So, when she is sitting there and weaving, because it is almost always women doing this work, what happens? They start to make a tapping noise. And this tapping, it makes a tempo. And then she starts to sing a song. 5, 6, 7, 8. It's the same technique. The same language they speak. For over 2,000 years, the same tapping they hear. Let me tell you more about the carpets here. Two different categories, let me make that clear. One is a city carpet, it has a map and a story delicately woven in that. But the nomadic villagers, the way that they weave comes from what they're observing around them, you see. This tapping, this tempo, it makes them feel strong, working for love with their daughters and sons. It's the same technique, the same language they speak. Since time came to pass, until time breathes its last. They are completely improvising. Whatever is around them, they are putting that in the carpet. And if you understand this, when you are walking or stamping on this carpet, then you are feeling the emotions of this weaver. All that's happened to this weaver. The pain of this weaver. Oh, yeah. For 3 years. 3 years. One carpet, one weaver. A 5, 6, there's a ceremony for the cutting and the shaving of the delicate wool over which they'll be slaving. So that once the transaction of this is complete, the carpet will always live under your feet. The price.
Here is my business card. I'm going to go to the restaurant.
Let's do business, young lady. And maybe some pleasures.
I'll take that one.
چرا هم خونه خودم نمیتونه با من بمونه؟ این یک مسئله احترام به خانواده است با
تو قانون رو نمیفهمی.
Europe are cousin, right, Ava? You take her money.
Believe.
Raya, what's going on?
She make you pay for your hotel and pay more money in the bazaar. She is taking half.
What?
They are liars. I am going now.
Fatima,
we are not going to your auntie's house. Please tell your sister.
What's happened?
They show me such a bad behavior. God. It's so bad. Shouting in the road and every people is seeing. I try help your brother.
Reza.
آره ریزو
اون خیلی راحت تحت تاثیر بعضی خانوما قرار میگیره.
I don't understand what's going on. Can someone explain please?
She go out. See her boyfriend. Right? Ava?
Sadaf.
They jealous.
حسودی به چی؟
Guys, come on now.
فکر میکنی به رنگ موت حسودی میشه. I don't know how she drinks water from a glass with a nose so big.
Layla?
They say me all the dirty things.
I'm not lying.
But you're
it. Please stop. Everyone's looking.
Look.
Finis.
Guys, come on, it's okay.
Ava, they are mad people.
Look, we all just need to calm down and have a cup of tea. Just relax. It's all
we go. You cannot go in their houses.
Fatima,
the rules is the rules.
What should I tell you, Ava? Don't worry. We talk to some people.
Taxi! I must tell to my boss.
No. Layla, just let me talk to her.
Ava, don't go.
I'll sort it out. I'll call you.
My name is Farshad. I am 24 and I'm a waiter. I've worked since I was 16. I used to help in my dad's print business, but now I've been working here for 2 years. I was actually born in Shiraz, and it's my favorite city. In my teenage years, we ended up in Bajnor, a small place and also small-minded, and I didn't really like it. I have traveled and seen lots of Iran, but I love this city. The people, the weather, the hospitality. The city's alive, especially at night. I'm a night person, so the nights here are really, really alive. 24-hour city, I wouldn't put it like that, 24 hours, because it's still in Iran. We can't do that. Now it's politically correct to say, oh, that's the Iranian culture, but it wasn't. It wasn't the Iranian culture. The Iranian culture was really poetic and free. We had the traditional Islam that existed in Iran for 700 years or whatever, but it wasn't implemented politically and as harshly as they're doing now. So my dad had a small printing company and I dropped out of school at 16 and he said, if you're not going to school, we're not paying for anything and you have to work. So you have to work at my printers and blah, blah, blah. So I did that with my older brother. And turns out, and this is absolutely confidential, but turns out my mom was friends with a couple of people who are in this group of like missionaries, Christian missionaries. And they were actually running this operation of converting people to Christianity. Yeah, unbelievable, mad. So these two like Christian, how do you call them? Father or something? Priests, yeah, priests. Two of them were priests and one was a missionary sent from like somewhere else, Armenia. And they were just like baptizing people. My mom didn't know that at the time, so what she did as a favor to them is print some leaflets, like 200 copies of these pamphlets at my dad's factory. And I'm telling my brother during the 2 days of producing the graphics, it was a small place, only one machine. And I said, is this a commission for a church or something? Don't we need permission to do this? Because everything in Iran that is printed and is non-Farsi, it needs a permission from the Ministry of Culture. Even if it's English saying Allah is great, that needs a license. So we thought it was really odd. And then the same afternoon, they raid the place. Everyone against the wall. And they come in and say, what is this? And my dad was like, yeah, well, my wife. And they say, ooh, who's your wife? Luckily enough, literally
The next day, my mom and dad had a visa and tickets to go to Germany to this tech expo. So my mom overnight leaves Iran, right? So she's gone. They're gone. The next day, the officials come and demand, where is this person? And they were furious. They set a court date. That's when we find out there is a case, and it's such hush-hush business as well. They call it the Dadgah Enghilab, which is the revolutionary court. It's different from the regular court. My mother was in a matter of an hour, and in her absence, sentenced to death. Like, to hanging, along with those other people. So two of them got executed, actually, and the other one ran away. And my mom was in Germany. So they confiscated every asset we had. So it was me and my brother and an old American car, which was not in my dad's name. Yeah, the factory, everything. My brother had to go to work. We started a band. Basically, my mom has to build a life there now. I should get back to work.
Never, never in my job people show me such bad, bad behavior. So many peoples, the Germans peoples, the businessmen, everybody's, they like me so much.
I'm sure they do.
They say, Fatime, you are the best Iran guide, but your sister, she make trouble. She don't care. I can lose my license. I lose my job. I lose my apartment.
Fatima,
I
just
cannot eat.
There's just been a misunderstanding. That's all. They just want me at the house.
But they cannot.
You know, Layla just hasn't seen me for years. Since our father died.
So why she make more problems?
Because she's upset. The whole point of me coming here is to be with my family. I just don't know what else to say.
You are so nice, Ovo. I don't want to make you so worried, but not possible.
I need to be in that house where my father lived, where he ate, where he slept, because I can't remember his face. Please. I promise I'll sleep in the hotel and we can just eat with them, that's all.
سلام آقا جون، چطوری عزیزم؟
سلام
چطوری؟
You know this face?
Auntie Soraya.
Look at this photo carefully.
Reza. No, Baba.
Yes, this is your father's student identification from the university days. See, he was so handsome. See his face.
Yes, he looks just like...
You!
Yes, and a bit like Reza too.
Let me see.
He had thick black hair and the green eyes like yours. If you miss your father, just look to the mirror. Oh, he was so handsome. All the girls, they want him. Oh, yes, the girls go crazy for my brother. And he was clever, a political activist at the university. When the revolution happened, he was studying and they sack him from his study, and that's how they call it.
Sack him?
Like when they sack you from your work.
He told me he just dropped out.
Did he?
Yeah, he said he just wanted to write songs and play his guitar around the world.
No, he was not allowed to study. He was not allowed to teach. The students make the revolution, but the new government betray them. They hunt them.
Amejan, narahat nashin.
Oh, they were dogs, devil dogs.
It's okay.
They attack the university in the daylight so we can see to torture us. They kill so many students, they cut their throats and throw them in the river.
Leila, Take her to bed.
My brother see the bodies. His friend faces in the water.
Shh.
One time they put him in prison.
Balela.
Boshe, sab kon.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it's not good for her to remember the past.
He cannot work, he cannot write. They watch him, he cannot escape. That's why he smoked the opium and becomes so much sick. They kill him slowly.
Ame Soraya jun, narahat nashin. Don't worry, she just remembers things and she becomes upset. Ame Soraya, biayin beshinin. ببین کی اومده؟ آوا از انگلیس اومده دیدنمون. از گذشته حرف نزن.
It is better if we go upstairs.
It's okay, I want to know.
He talks so much of you, his England daughter, but he can't come to England. Your mother was his real love.
He didn't want to marry Leila Reza, mother. That was arranged.
But when she died, he found love with the English flower. You have a love, Ava?
Me? No.
Where is your boyfriend?
There isn't one.
No one? I can't believe that.
Where's your boyfriend, Leila? There was one.
English?
Greek. He had a big family. They really reminded me of you. Their food, their get-togethers. It's funny. He made me want to be more Iranian.
Good. He reminded you to come back.
Yes. I was getting homesick for a place I've never lived. Is that possible?
Of course we can miss something we never had.
I even cooked him tadig.
Tadig? Oh, affari be to. So, where is Mr. Adonis Creek?
He likes kissing my best friend more than me, so...
Oh, Ava. Don't worry, we'll find you a nice, rich Persian guy. Oh,
yes, please.
Yes, forget him and take another. You must take love, Ava. Don't be like me. No husband, no children.
Were you ever in love?
Yes. But he died.
Oh. I'm sorry.
The airplane fell in the sea, shot by the American missile.
When?
I was 27, 28 years. I love him.
Yes.
I have a headache. I need to rest.
Of course.
Let's go up on the roof. The cousins are there.
Oh, the letter! Did you read your papa's letter?
Not yet.
It was his wish.
خوبه، خوبه. پس دیگه. Let's go, Ava.
Don't worry, we have it at home in Berak. We will give it when she goes there.
It was for you. You must take it. You must.
I will. Don't worry.
Take her upstairs.
Come, Ava.
ترجیح میدم یه خورده بشینم. همه جام درد میکنه. استخونام درد میکنه.
My name is Soraya Farooqi. I am 73 years old. I was a school teacher when I was young. Oh, many years ago. Love is dead. I'm sorry, it's just my head today. These days, the girls, their thoughts are one thing, and back then we thought about another thing, about loving someone and falling in love. Nowadays, they are looking for someone who has everything. The job, the money, the apartment. But before, we were not like this. In our time, the only thing that was important to us was a love. But, you know, maybe it wasn't totally right. Maybe they are wiser now, the kids. I don't know. We were limited, I suppose. And anyone that we did love, it had to be our cousins. No strangers. Not even if it was someone familiar that we knew we couldn't. But now, you know, they have lost this, the kids. The traditions and customs. Maybe it's a good thing. My life is full of mistakes. To live for today and love for tomorrow is a wisdom of a fool, because tomorrow is promised to no one. No, it's not a poem. It's that singer. What was his name? Tom Jones.
I awakened this morning. I was filled with despair. All my dreams turned to ashes. Now they've gone home. And I looked at my life. It was barren and so bare. Without love, I have nothing, nothing at all. Without love, I am nothing. Without love, I have nothing, nothing at all. I have conquered the world, but then what did I have? Without love, I have nothing, nothing at all.
Oh, I love that song. Now, after the revolution, music was completely banned. You couldn't play, you couldn't even listen to the songs at your own home. They would just arrest you for listening to music, and you were not allowed to go and see movies or go to the theatre. I remember the oil, which had been available for everyone, and you could go from going out and putting petrol in your car to then suddenly all those things get rationed. So we had to queue for hours and hours to buy a small amount of petrol to keep herself warm. I remember spending hours in a queue in the cold for everything, for bread and for cooking, for everything basic in life. The basic things became a struggle. And it still is, after all these years.
I have a conqueror.
میتونیم سیگار بکشیم بعدش عطر بزنیم تا بوش بره.
Okay, come, come, come.
Yeah, come, come. We'll get over here. Hey, move out the way. All right, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
My name is Maria Faroki.
I'm Sadaf Faroki. We are cousins, but more like sisters because we are born in the same year.
I'm 18 years old and she's 18 in 2 months.
You want to smoke? Oh, okay, come here so they can't see us.
If Reza sees us, he'll kill us. No, in Iran, we can't go out on the street and hold hands with boys and stuff.
But we can go to our friends' houses, we can drink at parties and we can dance and there's music.
In our friends' back gardens.
Sometimes in their house.
But it's illegal, so we have to do it in private.
Yeah, shh, private.
Yeah, our parents don't like it.
I tell my mum. She doesn't like the drinking, but she doesn't mind me dancing with boys. She calls me at like 1 a.m. and I'm like, okay, I'm coming back. I'm just about to leave. And then before you know it, it's 2 a.m. and she's like, come home right now. And then she calls me again at 3 a.m.
Yeah,
and she's
so your mom.
Fucking lost the plot.
Tell her about the time the police turned up.
Oh, okay, but stop recording for this bit.
Go on, tell her.
Oh, okay. So, the police came to the party and I just ran. and like panicked and jumped over the garden wall. In fact, I jumped over 3 garden walls.
Yeah, in high heels and a dress. She thinks she's a superhero.
Yeah, but you don't mess around with the pastor.
Yeah, the moral police.
Morality police. I've seen it before, though. Mm. Yeah, handcuffs and beatings.
100 lashes if you get a cop in a bad mood.
That's mainly for boys. Do you remember when everyone wore, like, cropped jeans that showed your ankles?
That isn't allowed.
Yeah. And if they caught girls, they would put their feet in a bowl of cockroaches.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
So, when I saw them, I just started running to the end of the garden. And there were these 2 guys there. And I screamed, like, help me,
and
help
the boys me. Helped Santa have to jump the wall.
So, I went through those 3 gardens, right? And every time I got to a wall, the boys said, jump. And I was like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, and all of her body was completely covered in bruises, black and blue.
Joke. You have to pay a massive fine and it's on your record, and if you want to get work or leave the country to go to uni, it makes life impossible. So I'm on top of the last wall and still a bit drunk, right? And I look down and my dress has come all the way up, and it is a short dress, right? And it's like all the way up here.
Oh, Sadaf!
And the boy holding me up is saying, your ass is in my face!
And no one got arrested.
No. They let everyone off with a warning that time because Salim's uncle knew one of the guards.
My name is Leila Farouchi. I'm 28 years old. I remember one of my first proper parties and I didn't really want to go out because I had to study for my concours, our exams. But my auntie said, go meet your friends and wear something nice. You're going to a party. Oh, she was right. All the girls were wearing like tight bodycon dresses, loads of makeup, stilettos. And then they brought out the cake. We sang happy birthday. Then one of the boys said,
Hey, someone is downstairs.
The police. They were like, fuck, they're coming upstairs. And the guys kind of took over the situation. They were shouting at me to turn off the music, turn off the lights, and I was almost laughing. I couldn't believe it. It was like I was watching myself in a film. It was like I wasn't actually in that situation, just observing it. It was a really weird feeling, and I was just looking around the room. My feet were like cemented to the floor, and I couldn't move because I was like, I had like a heart palpitation, and it was all a bit surreal, like a dream. We didn't have that much time, but everyone knew exactly what to do. On the right, the girls would rush to the bedroom and took their dresses off and put their jeans and mantles on, like peeling off their fake eyelashes or whatever, trying to wipe off their lipsticks. And I turned to my cousin and asked, what's gonna happen? And everyone got their phones out because it's the first thing that they check. Photos, texts which can incriminate your friends or family. In the kitchen, one guy broke his SIM card and another guy swallowed it. I was like, okay, you are hardcore. And in the bathroom, some of the girls were trying to hide the alcohol, so they took the bottles and put soft drinks out and flushed the alcohol down the toilet, spraying perfume or whatever in the air. And we waited.
You.
And then they took the girls one by one into the bedroom. So I went in and with no explanation, the woman just said,
take off your clothes.
So I took off my jumper and trousers. And then she says,
take off your bra. Turn around. Pants off. Bend over. Wider. Now cough. Put your clothes back on.
I got my clothes and dressed myself in front of her, really awkwardly. She never really touched me, just examined all the parts of my horrible little body.
What's this?
It's a tampon.
What?
A tampon for when you're on your period. Oh, when you bleed.
Right. I'll get dressed and send the next girl in.
Hello, love. It's me. I've tried you a few times, but no joy. I'm sure you're just busy having a lovely time. Oh, look, love. I didn't want to leave this in a voicemail or anything, but I've been really worried. We all have. Uncle Roy's been round and... Well, it's all over the news here. This British woman, well, she's Iranian, but married to a British guy, and they took her away at the airport and took a baby off her and everything. Her husband's been on the telly in bits, and they haven't even charged her. No explanation, nothing. They can do that. Listen, love, I'm not trying to ruin your trip, but Uncle Roy was saying they've advised all British nationals to come home. I know you'll say we're worrying about nothing, but I really don't think you should take that flight to Tehran. Anyway, please, please call me.
Okay, Aziza.
Oh, my favourite granddaughter is pregnant, praise God. My name? I'm an old lady, so everyone calls me grandmother. I might have arthritis in my hands, but my legs are strong, so I still patrol for the morality police. I prepared this drink for her. It cures morning sickness. The secret is sour pomegranate seeds. His Holiness, the Supreme Leader, has been running advertisements telling the young folk to have more babies. Can you imagine? Well, I don't blame the young folk. Life is so expensive now. The damn sanctions. They're a constant noose around our neck. And any time we manage to breathe, the bastards tighten the rope. What can I say? God will make his judgment. Yes, we are part of the Basij. It's like an extended family of 5 million people. Oh, at least. The military, the Artesh, is the army that protects our borders and the integrity of the borders and all that. But the Revolutionary Guard defends our Islamic Republic from within. There are so many branches. You have teacher Basij, university students Basij, the medical Basij, the women Basij. You name it, there's a Basij branch for it. It's like a club, yes. You can even have baby Basij. Absolutely. You can get your children in the Basij kindergarten from 3 years old. Think of it as a beautiful Tahchin rice dish. The base is plain rice, and to join as a basic or regular member and get your card, you undergo some basic training, which takes nothing, what, 18 hours? The next layer, the chicken, is more committed. You become an active member. You must volunteer at least 12 hours a month in a mosque and 6 hours a week of duties. Look, for example, to patrol the neighbourhood, the schools, the parks, the offices and so on, to ensure that decency and the Islamic values are being upheld. I still volunteer at this level and I'm the oldest in my branch. And some girls tease me, go put your feet up, mother, but I hate sitting around at home. Of course, some people maybe volunteer for the perks, sure. I got coupons to go on the pilgrimage to pray for my sick daughter, her mother. The Basij also helped towards her chemotherapy. Oh, the next level is the caramelised onions, or cader level. At cader, you undergo some military training and you receive a salary. And finally, the very tip-top level, the fragrant and crispy saffron rice level, is an elite section where you can officially join the Revolutionary Guard. My husband worked at this level. Yes, if you work hard and show your commitment, your dedication, you can move up the ranks. It allowed us to move from the ghettos outside Tehran to a proper apartment.
We were the first in all our family to have an apartment of our own, and my son was the first in our family to have a university education. And that was all made possible because of the revolution which was brought about to lift up the common man, the downtrodden, as we were called. So in return, we are the bodyguards of the clergy and the Islamic society on behalf of our supreme leader, to protect our ideology from those who would destroy it. Each time I check a girl's scarf is worn correctly, I'm actually vaccinating men from bad behaviour and immorality that, left uncorrected, can have a disastrous ripple effect. Oh, those feminists. And it's always the rich women, am I right? In their ivory towers. They want us to be like the Americans, with no value for our bodies, our honour or modesty. Well, yeah, we're accused of being fanatics. My grandchildren, teenagers, don't tell friends they're Basij members because they're scared of being accused of being spies. I've been called a black crow many times. It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me at all.
شعرام تبخ تبخ شلیک میشن ترخ ترخ توی بارداخ با من لجن اراده اق منم و قلم توی باره کلمه بلده
Nice wheels, Elnaz. Thanks.
My girlfriend shoes everything nice. Like me.
Uh-huh.
Huffish.
And she loves to spend money.
Oh, the north of Tehran, most of the people are so rich. And also they have very expensive car.
Expensive apartment.
Luxury apartment.
Luxury, yeah.
Reza, you'll be buying one for Elna soon.
They dream, but they cannot. They dream to live in the North Tehran, but they cannot because of the houses are so expensive.
Most of the people who live in North Tehran is rubber, you know?
Really?
Yeah, really. They just take the money of the people.
They take the money under the table.
Dodgy businessmen.
No, political mans.
And not just a small robbery, the best one.
Ah, typical corruption.
Yeah, corruption, exactly. But in the south of Tehran, the people are so poor. They try hard, but they don't get money. And do you know why? Because the north of the people get all the poor's money.
Don't tell only the bad things.
Elnaz?
Ellie! Everyone call me Ellie.
Oh, I like that.
I want to stay in Barak. You cannot breathe in Tehran.
But pollution! Sometimes it is so emergency, they close their school.
Yeah, my chest does feel tight.
But Barak is only sand.
Be careful. You can't say anything bad about Barak to my brother.
Yes, I am the Shah of Barak and you will be my queen.
Where are we going?
We go to beauty parlor.
No.
Ava, you must do your nail and make yourself more beautiful.
Oh, okay.
You are so nice if you try. Here all depends on the beauty. So most of the women do the surgery, especially on the nose.
Yes, all those black eyes in the bazaar. I thought all the girls had been in a pawn shop.
Because they have a hijab and also manto, and they can't just show their bodies. Their face must be perfect.
God, it's so sad. I don't know why women mutilate their bodies.
They want to find, you know, a good husband. And maybe I think their confidence is not so high.
Yeah, literally cut themselves open.
I think if your confidence is high, it is not necessary. My boyfriend, he loves my body. But Ellie had a nose surgery.
چطوره؟ خوب شده نه؟
My name is Elnaz Abbasi, and I am 31 years old. I'm a PA at an advertising company in the city. I live with my mom in North Tehran. So, one summer, my mom said I could get my nose done if I wanted to. So I went to see this special surgeon because we had a family friend who was a famous actress in Tehran. She is nice, bless her, but totally mad. She is very irony Hollywood, very Persian Barbie. Tits and lips, you know? Anyway, so we went with her and it was ridiculous. The surgeon barely even looked at me. The whole time he was slobbering over her. Kitty, you look amazing. Kitty, your nose is perfect. Kitty, you should get some injections here. I was thinking, hello, aren't we here for my nose? So, back then in Tehran, the specific fashion was to have a cat nose. Basically, the girls were completely getting rid of this bit, and then they turn the nostrils up high and flare out the nostrils. Mad! Literally, cat nose. I wanted a really natural nose, you know, like my mom's. She has a great nose. It doesn't look like she's had anything done. Oh yeah, in Iran, it's so normal. Getting your nose done is the same as getting your nails done. My aunties would say, Eli, you have a big nose, get rid of it, for God's sake. The pain. I didn't even ask about the pain. I was bruised and swollen right down to my collarbones. When I woke up, I looked and felt like I had been hit face first by a jeep. My eyes were swollen like tennis balls, and I had these two, they call them tampons, stuffed up my nostrils. I mean, I don't know how they got them in there, but they were over 12 inches long each. The worst was getting the tampons out of my face. It felt like my brain was being pulled through my nose. It was intense. When I looked at it, I was horrified. My mom and aunt both started weeping. Oh no, luckily it went down and now it looks fine.
They're still not done.
I think they stay until night.
Do you like my new nails?
Wow. Cigarette?
Are you kidding? I can hardly breathe as it is.
Don't tell Elnaz. She don't like.
No, she's the boss.
Yes, Tehran girl.
You're punching way above your weight, bro.
What?
Oh, she's very glamorous. Good job, nice car.
Too good for poor Baroque boy.
I didn't say that. I like her. She's good for you.
It's good you like her.
Well, that sounds serious.
I am serious. We cannot say girlfriend or boyfriend to the family. They say, who is this? If I want to marry, it's a big problem. You have house? No. You have a car? No. You have a business or job? No. Then how you want to marry? Maybe if Baba is alive, he can help me.
Look, you can't let money stop you if you want to be together.
Maybe in England, but not here. I must find 30 or 50,000 tomans.
How much is that?
So maybe 30 or 50,000 pounds.
You don't need that much.
Yes. For the wedding party and then find the house? She is 32, I am 34, and I don't think I have money for all this until maybe 40.
You'll find a way.
I tell this to Elnaz, she is so angry for that. She don't talk to me for 2 days. She say, you stop with these cigarettes if you want to save money. I say, cigarettes? You think this one small cigarette is problem? We have much big problems.
Give us a smoke, then. Goes with my nails.
Baba, I am trying to make one business for bathroom tiles in Bandar Abbas. It is a really good plan. I think maybe you can invest in this.
Me?
With these stupid sanctions, everything is tight. There is no job, but these tiles is such good business. I already have so much customers.
That's great.
I just need some cash to...
I can't...
I can show you the shop when we go there.
I don't have it.
It's okay. I should not ask you.
Reza, seriously, I would. I just don't have that sort of money. Mom even had to pay for me to come here.
I make a joke.
Come on.
Of course. It's not for you to help me with this.
Why not? I'm glad you told me. What does Layla think?
No, I don't talk with her.
Why? Because she's a girl?
Yes.
Are you serious? You're talking to me.
It's different.
What, because I'm not proper Iranian?
No, your face is 100% Irani face.
I'm being serious. You can talk to me about stuff. Like the letter? I feel like I'm being kept in the dark. You know I'm not a child. I can handle... What's going on?
Stay quiet. Salam khanum. Khoharame.
Ow!
وظیفه شماست که نذارین تو خیابون اینطوری سیگار بکشه.
What the hell was that?
She hurt you?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Well, grandma does have a killer slap.
Show me.
No, I'm fine, really.
Don't worry, they're gone.
I think they were watching me or something.
No, they like to scare people. Women's not supposed to smoke the cigarette in the road.
Well, thanks for the warning.
Sorry. Ellie.
Now I am ready, Azizam.
Ava, Fatumeh will show you the best place in Tehran. I see you later, okay?
Where are you going now?
Elnaz and Reza go to rest.
Rest? In the middle of the day?
I will take you somewhere very special. You like the Irani film?
Yes.
Me too. We go to cinema museum.
My name is Fatemeh Alavi. Yes, I remember my first love. I was 15. Still in high school. I saw him in the street, handsome, and he was so tall, and with big eyes, oh, beautiful eyes. And we talked together, and we start relationship. He was 2 years older than me. I trust him because he was so good. And simple also. His mother invited me to the house and she was really beautiful and is so good behavior with me, kind with me. My mother think I am at my friend's house. A little lie. Yes, a little lie. But you know, about 1 year passed, and I was walking home with my friend, and I saw him in the car, but he didn't stop for us, and I shout, "Why you don't stop?" And after that, around 1 week later, I learn he got married with a so bad girl and ugly girl in all Hamadan. You know, in Hamadan, every boy know that girl. She was dirty. But I don't understand why they get married. 7 years passed. And I educated, I finished my university, and I grew up. And I back in Hamedan, working in the store for glasses. And I remember it was the hard winter. Lots of snow. It was like a cinema film. Snow and it's so cold. And I was going home late after my work. I was walking down the alley and suddenly someone called me. And I look back, but it was so dark. But I realize it was him. And after that, we talk. He told me everything about his life. He said, that girl, she want to be his girlfriend. And I said, no, I have a girlfriend. I love her. And then suddenly the police caught them. You know, that time, the police check everyone about a relationship, about why you are together, and they take them. They call girl's father, and the father come and cry, please marry with my girl. If you don't marry, all of the people know, and it's bad for me. So then they marry. And after that, they make a baby. He talk about his life. And every day they have so bad arguments. He show me his arm with you know the scissors. She cut his arm. After that, he tried to call me every day, but I told him we couldn't talk to each other because you have a wife, you have baby. After that, I change my number and leave. You know, it's very expensive and difficult, a girl living without her family in Iran. My job is very important. And you know, your sister, she make a complaint about me and saying I am robber. My hair is so dry, it's so ruined because I am not so much so used to cover my hair, but now I must. I must cover my hair and wear my long clothes because they can be watching me. After your sister go to the garden, she make bad report on me. They watch me. They check me,
oh,
maybe.
Please don't get upset. No one is reporting anybody. It's all just a stupid misunderstanding. Let's get a nice cup of tea somewhere.
My name is Gulnar Nuruzi. I'm 29 years old. Yes, I am the owner of this coffee house. It was my idea to open this place. A few years back, I studied computer engineering, and I have a major in that, and I work for 7 years as programmer. And one day, I sit on my desk front of my computer and told myself, oh, I'm exhausted from this work. It was my wish for years to make a place like this. And then I quit right there and make decision to open this cafe 3 years ago. Yes, together with my boyfriend.
Hi.
In Iran, it's very hard, especially when we are not wife and husband. We are not official couple. My family is some kind of different from another family. My father and my mother knows about my boyfriend and our business. And yes, they can handle this. And I'm not believing in God. I am atheist. But they are open-minded. They are proud of me. The government in here has problem with this place. People come together and talk and they are scared of political problem. Maybe happen from here. No, it's not stressful. It's just very sad for me. Because most of these people have a closed mind and they have a red line for their brains and their thinking, and it makes me sad. It's many years and we are used to. In the first year we have this business, they come, the secret police, once a week here, checking the customers and us, checking what we serve, not alcohol. We were closed 3 times. Four foreign songs we play at our cafe, and girl and boy was very close together, so they close us. If one boy and girl holding hand, the police can take them to jail.
Resistance.
We don't accept that. People are scared, but we must find a way to carry on and live our life. I want to say, life in Iran for young people is absolutely very hard because they have war with government and the family and the customs and all traditions. But we try to be happy in every way we can. In the future, I don't know. Maybe I ruined my life with this life and this country. I thought about immigration, but... you know, I was born in north of Iran. It's very beautiful, full of forest and sea. It is so beautiful. People call it the paradise in Iran, and it's very lovely. I can show you a picture. I swim in the sea there. Many nights I am in bed, and I'm thinking about my hometown, and I miss my family, and I got tears when I think. I have tie with that place. I can't explain. I love Iran, and I would miss every street and every alley and every town in this country. And for that reason, I cannot make a decision about leaving. But I would also like to live life without any lies and contradiction. We are free in our house with our family and friends, but outside, we must live a contradiction.
Hey! اون موزیکو خفش کن. گفتم خفش کن. پسرا همه به صف کنار اون دیوار.
Secretary. All you boys along the wall and don't even think about licking it. Girls upstairs, you know the drill. I want all your identification cards, home addresses, your mobile phones. It'll be much, much easier if you do exactly what I say.
I don't know what you're saying. Sorry, I don't understand. Breathe. Just breathe.
Voices and faces, I can't move. Figures accelerate roughly. Surrounded by bodies that push through. Yet I pray that nobody can touch me. If I just count and breathe and make believe that fresh air fills my lungs and head. Count and breathe, one, two, three, retie the thread. Unsure of everything I've ever known. Here I'm sinking in sand and it's thickening. So just count and breathe and make believe that fresh air fills your lungs and hair. Count and breathe, one, two, three, forget what everybody said. One, two, three, block it out. Count and breathe and breathe and count. Close your eyes and say a prayer. Imagine you are somewhere like home. I knew where home is. Home, like home. I don't know where my home is. So just count and breathe and make believe that fresh air fills your lungs and head. And count and breathe, one, two, three, forget what everybody said. One, two, three, block it out. Count and breathe and breathe and count. Close your eyes and say a prayer. Imagine you are somewhere.
سلام. Can I have the key to my room, please? 428.
مال منم همینطور لطفاً. 429.
Of course. Anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
I'm going to drink your blood.
Jesus, Reza! What took you so long?
You like my mask? We are going to Halloween party tonight. My friend Bijan going to do one nice party in his house.
Right. We just had a great party with the police.
What?
Yeah, we were in a coffee shop that just got raided.
Lucky is I have guide identification card. Mushkeli nabud.
Aha, you are real Iranian now. You have trouble by the police.
Yeah. Twice in one day.
We need drinks.
Yeah, I take these Dracula's teeth for you. Catch. Oh. Halloween party.
You cannot, Ovo.
فراموشش کردی. نکردی.
خودت میدونی که اون نمیتونه بره party.
I hope this hasn't been in your mouth.
Only one time.
Oh, you're disgusting.
میگه آوا امشب نمیتونه بیاد.
What's wrong?
فاطمه want to be grandmother again.
تو مثلا دوست منی.
هستم.
Is this about the party?
Yes.
I really don't feel like going.
Because she...
عزیزم.
ولش کن.
آوا, please you tell them. My head is too much stress.
Oh, for God's sake. Reza, I don't want to go.
میبینی؟
She needs a good slap and learn some good behavior.
Reza, stop.
Ava, you must call her office.
What office?
Tourist office Fatima boss.
Yes, yes.
What for?
They're crazy.
Tell her to shut her mouth.
Reza!
Always telling us, no, no, no. I never see you. When next time? In 5 years, 10 years?
Reza, it's fine.
Give me your phone.
What? Reza?
Call. It will end bad for everyone, and you make so much problems for your journey to Berok.
I don't care about the party. I just want to get out of here.
You know, I didn't make no trouble with the police about your father is Irani.
No,
you did not tell me this. You come with British passport.
Yes,
I did not see nothing because I am your friend.
Yes, I know.
You don't see? They watch you. Yes, they watch you and your families already, I am sure.
Give me the phone. Reza, I'm serious. I came to be in Baba's home, and I'm not going to let you or anyone else fuck that up, so give me the...
Take it. You happy?
My name is Nuriye Ghulami, but my friends call me Nuri, which is more of a man's name. I am 35 years old. When I was a little girl, yes, that's right, a little girl, I do remember at some point I wanted to dress up as a boy, and I do remember at some point I did really want to be a boy, but that sort of disappeared, because now I'm very happy with my gender, but I do remember for a while I was like that. Yeah, every now and again, when I was very young, I liked putting on my dad's things. And I do remember my mom like saying, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? Why am I dressed as a boy now? To be free. So I don't have to cover my hair. How many girls do it? So they can drive around, go to the football matches, play basketball, whatever, and not wear the chador. Yeah, it's not that difficult to make yourself like a man, but you must not be scared. It's my secret rebellion coming back. Yeah, I grew up here. I did all my education here. I do remember once I used a pair of socks. I put them down my trousers because I wanted to know what it felt like to be like a boy. And then I fell asleep. And then when I woke up, my mother saw that and boy, at that moment, I felt a huge sense of shame. It all started in the changing room for high school. I would stare. You know, I would just be admiring, you know, the women's beauty and everything. My classmates were all talking about boys, and I thought, hold on, why don't I have any sort of feelings towards the boys? Is there something wrong with me? I was even scared of repeating those thoughts to myself because of all that taboo and environment. I was very careful.
Even when I left Iran, I was still careful. You know, for myself, I thought I was not gay. Because how dare you to say, you know, even to myself to say, you are gay, because it's forbidden. You have committed a crime. You can be punished by prison or beaten or even executed. Transgender is allowed. That's why so many gays do the operation to change the sex. And the government is even paying for that procedure. But basically, we're not allowed to exist. So by the age of 25, when I immigrated to England, I had 3 degrees. And I was so naive about myself. I never even had sex by the age of 25. I was very noble about theater, about opera, about books. But when it came to my sexuality, I was so naive. I'm here because my dad passed away and my mom, she's not well. She has dementia, but I just wanted to tell her the truth of who I am. God knows if she'll take it in, but I have to tell her the truth. And I can tell you nowhere is better than your own country. But people for different reasons come to a point where they have no other choice than to leave. They smell your mouth to find out if you have told someone I love you. They smell your heart. Such a strange time it is, my dear. And they punish love at thoroughfares by flogging. We must hide our love in dark closets. به اندیشیدن خطر مکن روزگار غریبی است نازنین و تبسم را بر لبها جراحی می کنند و ترانه را بر دهان روزگار غریبی است نازنین
گل گلدون من شکست در پاد تو بیا نکرد فریاد گل شب بود دیگه شب بود نمیده کی گل شب رو از شاخ چیده گوشه یه مثل تاریکی تو مثل مهتاب اگه بعد از سر زلف تو نگذره من میرم گم میشم تو جنگل تو تنها شدم چماری از آن گل هر آرزو رفته از رنگ و بو من شدم رود خونه دلم
Incredible down here.
Old. Tell her this bit is ancient. It's the oldest part of
this,
the house.
This very old. What? This very old house.
Old.
Yes.
Thousand years.
Yes, ancient old building.
Big. How do you say earthquake?
The ground is moving. It's moving too much. Too much.
Earthquake. There was an earthquake?
Yes, earthshake. Yes.
No, it's... Sure.
The building completely collapsed.
It completely fall.
Yes.
This completely fall in the last shake.
Yeah, we will prevail. We will rebuild. Tell her.
He built the house.
Yes.
Again, yes.
You, Baraki.
Yes.
The football boy.
Oh.
Hey. What are you doing? Nabere Shunja. This can fall down. It's not safe, Papa. Come out.
Come in.
Give me your hand.
Okay, just pull. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Ava, when we go to hotel?
No. No hotel. She was there here in our house. Bas nemikonam.
No granddaughter of mine will be in hotel. No hotel.
This is our town, so it is our rules. Harf nazandige.
Ava, come see my room.
Ava, please.
I'll drive her to the hotel, or she can take the couch. Basam mahim nist. Ava, come. Reza is right. She can't do anything here.
Fatime, I'm sorry. You'll have to just go without me or wait here.
Oh, please.
Let's have a drink.
Na, merci.
Whiskey?
Na.
از این دوست داری بدم بهتون بفهمین یک کم از این میخواین بیا
My name is Akbar Faraki I am an old man Homebrew
Now I am retired I manage the property in Barak, land, the wealth, and so on. I grew up in a wealthy family in terms of money and opportunities in life. Everything was good. Everything was great. I looked up to my father. This is a natural thing that every child, particularly when they are in school, and then turning into a young adult, they want to be like their father. It didn't matter who they were in society, you just look up to your father, your Baba. My wish was that I would become successful, have a warm bond with my family, be relevant and important, and to have money. To be able to deliver a good life for my children and to be a person with conviction and person with respect, not someone who was all over the place, someone with no value in their life. Essentially, life is very short. Look, it's finished so soon. You have to want to do good. That's all that we are. But in the end, I didn't reach where I wanted to be. I am not that successful. My advice for young people is that youth just lasts a second. Very. Even shorter than one spring. No. I didn't do it the way that I should have. This I only learned after many years and many experiences. I didn't fully listen to the people who came before me and gave me their advice. I didn't use their advice. The happiest time was the birth of my son. I have never been happier in my life as much as I was when Farhad was born. when I held him in my arms. Yes. Those days gone by. Those good old days. Those days safe but heady. In those days, my songs were bubbling up from the slits between my eyelids like bubbles filled to bursting with air. My eye took in everything. My eye drank it all up like fresh milk. Each moment would find me staring out from behind the window.
I'm a record player. Retro.
It was Baba's.
It's so cool.
Welcome to my palace. Once you enter, you can never leave.
I love how you've done it.
So, you like Perak?
No, it hasn't changed. Just mountains and desert, proper cowboy country.
Boring, it's very boring.
It's quiet.
It's a ghost town. I want to get out.
You should. I don't think it's good for you now Baba's gone, with Akbar in one room, Reza in the other, no one talking to each other. Can't you stay in Shiraz with the cousins?
Yes, I've been thinking of it. I want to break free.
I want to break free. Can I see the letter?
Yes.
You know Reza lied to me. He said he didn't know anything about it.
Maybe he forgets.
He denies it even existed.
Or he wants to forget.
I suppose.
I cannot find it.
What happened to Baba?
What?
How did he die?
You know, a heart attack.
A heart attack is fast.
Yeah, that's right.
So how could he leave me a letter?
Well, he was sick for some time.
Layla. Fine, just find it, please.
Soraya said it. It was opium.
But everyone smokes it here, don't they?
Ava, he was an addict. It made him crazy and he'd panic. He never slept, just to think of the past. And talk of the past.
Someone should have told me.
What could you do?
I don't know. Nothing. I just had a right to know.
Yes, you did. I can't leave.
You can?
No, I don't want to. Look.
Who's this?
Ali.
Cute.
My fiance.
What? Since when?
10 years.
You mean 10 months?
No, since I was 15 years, so no, 11 years.
Well, when can I meet him?
You cannot.
Why?
Kolfato khunamune. He's a servant. That's how our family think of him.
Servant?
Because his family is working for us since the time of our great-grandfather.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's the family.
You've got to stop worrying about what they think. They are stuck in the past. They talk and talk, but they can't do anything.
Look.
What the fuck happened to his face?
Reza.
Reza did that?
When Ali asked to marry with me, he beat him so bad, he was in the hospital for 2 weeks.
No.
After Baba, he was drinking and drinking too much.
Why didn't you call me? I spoke to him. I mean, I've spoken to him on the phone so many times, but he never mentioned anything. Bastard. Bloody bastard.
He doesn't want you to see the bad things.
Did you call the police?
No. I tried to break it with Ali, but I can't.
Of course not. Why should you?
Reza thinks he protects us. I'll get the letter. Ava, please don't tell him anything.
Mm-hmm. Akbar wants to show you some more photos.
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Later.
My name is Reza Farouki. I am 34. You know, in our culture, it is different. We expect our fathers to help us. Even when we are older, even when we are grown, we still look to our fathers to help us. This was a great sadness for my own father, that my grandfather, Akbar, never helped him. After my mother died, the authorities continued to make problems for him for years because of his record, for speaking against the government when he was young. And this pressure made my father not so good. He drank so much. But he went to Shiraz, and then he started to talk to this woman for comfort. They got very close. In a sense, Baba was not a worldly man. He was kind, but he didn't understand how some people are. When her family found out about them, they threatened him and said he must have to marry her. That's the law. He didn't understand there are ways around the law. But he thinks if he don't marry her, he will go to prison. And so they get married. Yes, this was my father's third wife. My mother, she died. Ava's mother. And now the Shirazi. So yes, three. But my grandfather didn't accept this one. She thought Baba had a lot of money. You know, she sees this house, the Shiraz house, the car. But you know, this was not Baba's money. Not his house, not his car. This is all my grandfather's. And after the wedding, Baba was cut. It was finished. They had to move to a small flat in Berok. People were talking so much. Why is he renting this small house when he is Akbar's son? She is very unhappy. This was not what she wanted, this small desert place. She thought maybe if they have a baby, it will change. But when they had a baby, Akbar didn't even come to see. This was too much sadness for Baba. In the end, she left and took their daughter and went back to live in Shiraz with their family. Baba was so depressed. He was just drinking at home. I come back from Dubai. I was studying there. Baba say, come, drink with me at 3 a.m. I say, no, Baba. You know, I come back with a different mind. I wanted to go on and get a job, make money, make my life. But I can't say no to my father. I went to him and he was just drinking and smoking. Opium. People come and smoke with him, but they are not his friends. Then his wife say he cannot see the baby. And that was... He was lost. I would visit him and just see him on the chair, sleeping with a drink in his hand. When Baba died, I also drank too much. But I have stopped all this now. One time I go to London to see my sister. I remember I say, I want to go to a club, a bar. Always smoke, always drink, always party. Now I am thinking, why? If I have one more chance to return to London, I want to go to British Museum. I want to see museum. I speak from the extremity of night, from the far end of the darkness, and from the extremity of the night, I speak. If you come to my house, bring me a lamp and bring for me a small round window so I can look out to the happy lane.
I make you real Baroque party in the desert. We make big fire for cooking meat, and you can smoke shisha under the stars. This week, some crazy religion festival, so you can't find alcohol any place.
but I drive 4 hours and get us some nice buckets. Salam Baja! We also have the Baroque Michael Jackson for the music.
Great.
What you don't like?
Leave her, she's emotional. You remember your favorite cousin?
Mana.
I drive 5 hours to see you, my darling, with my crazy children screaming and kicking my seat all the way.
Party lady is here!
Yes, party lady with the devil children. Reza, your English is very good. Mashallah. Abba, how is your Farsi?
Really bad.
Don't worry. You stay here with your brother, I will teach you.
Who would want to stay here? Oh, no, au revoir, I'm joking. Get her a drink.
Take.
Can I have another?
Good. She's Akbar's daughter, she cries so easily and drinks so quickly. Leila,
Juna!
Sorry, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh, don't worry, come with me, girls.
My name is Ali, Ali Rod. I'm 24 years old and I'm from Bandar Abbas, a seaport in the south. My friends call me Ali Gula. It's from many years ago. I played Caligula character for fun with friends after the school, and they gave this name to me, Caligula. At school, I was naughty as a kid. We did everything in school that no one knows, and they punish other kids, not us. We say this is Zirab Raftan, walking underwater, you know? This tattoo, it's the symbol of the gang of Sons of Anarchy. I saw it in an American serial movie and I like that. I am anarchy, okay? I don't have laws for myself. I don't like laws. Anywhere that has many laws, I go out. No, it's illegal. Tattoo shop is illegal and tattoo is illegal. My friend made it. Yes, in Iran. Yes, many rules. But you should know the way to go underwater. I live the way you want. I smoke marijuana. It's illegal. And you can die for it, maybe. I'm kidding. Job, money, no work. That's the big problem. When you don't have a job, when you don't have an opportunity, when you don't have a future, when you don't have the hope about the future, you use drugs. Ecstasy tablets, or teriyak, they use hashish, they use marijuana, crystal, so many drugs. I don't know the name in English. You know, if you want to find drugs, you can find them in 5 minutes. See? English girl.
No, Irani.
Fake Nakula.
What did you say?
No matter.
I want one.
Want what?
Shut up and give me a pill.
No, not here. Come. Open your mouth. What's good?
Kiss me.
What? Push me out.
Kiss me.
Sure. Mushkeli nist.
Wait.
Want me to stop?
He's taking her.
What?
He's gonna hurt her.
You're high. Relax.
No. I saw him.
Who? Wait. War Bulak.
Reza!
Abba. Having fun?
What's going on?
Let's go back to the party.
این دفعه دیگه تو نمیتونی تصمیم بگیری.
Layla, you okay? Is this about Ali?
Ali?
Yeah, I know, so don't bother.
He doesn't want you to have the letter.
Official.
Don't! I knew it!
She's mad.
Let's go.
No, I don't believe anything you say.
We all drink too much. It's time to go.
No.
Oh. Ava, here. It's the letter for you.
Ah, Leila, nakon.
Tamum shod dige.
It says my name.
Yes.
Eldest daughter, you are a part of me, though we remain apart. I had to leave, a prisoner in my own land, in my own home, in my own mind, rotting from the inside. Yet through you, I can look outside my window. If you ever find yourself here, go. Do not look back. If you turn, my child, you will turn to stone. Baba.
Go. If you find yourself here, go. What's that supposed to mean? He didn't want me. What did he mean? Go.
Give it to me.
No.
You must come in the car.
No. I want to know.
Abba, everyone sees.
No, I couldn't give a shit. Tell me. I had to leave. Like, where is he? Is he still alive?
No.
Tell her the truth.
Basta dige.
Begu.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Nothing.
Liam.
Baba, that's not that.
No, get your hands off her. I swear to God.
Give it.
No.
Give it to me.
No. No.
Be mad, I've got to be sure.
That was mine. No. No.
Ava. Shh, Ava Jun. There was a party. Baba was high. And first they say he fell from a roof. The police said he fell. And then they said he was pushed.
What? God.
But Ava, he had the letter for you in his pocket. He jumped.
No, I don't believe you.
Ava, this was his suicide note.
No.
Somehow I thought I'd always find you. Somehow I thought you'd still be here. Spending your life living up to a fantasy that was never really there. You're gone, and that's the truth. Was the truth so wrong? Why did I never know you? Was the truth so wrong? Why will I never know you? And I feel like I've never been here at all. My presence here is oh so small. I never thought this is how I'd fall here. Oh, here.
Mom? It's me. I'm home. Can you pick me up from the station? I can take a cab, but I need you to pick me up.
Farshad, Shiraz waiter. It's December 2019. So, it all started last month when they put up the gas prices overnight. Literally by 50% to 100%, sometimes 200%, just like that. So protests started up in different cities, but now it's bigger than gas. It's about the whole system. My friends and I have been demonstrating against the government. We go to the streets every day. They shut down the internet, so we had no access to the outside world. But as soon as they put it back up, we upload images of the tear gas and beatings. Many guys disappeared. But the truth is out there.
I'm Leila Sharifi now, not Farrokhi. I married Ali. We have a son, Dariush. My husband and I sent all our life savings and our passports to a man in California. We paid him to fix us tourist visas to Canada so we can get out of Iran. We haven't heard from him in 8 months. I'm so scared he's run with the money, and we need to get out before war comes. I can feel it coming.
My carpets have been purchased by the Marriott Hotel in London. So maybe you too can touch the beautiful heart of Iran.
Reza Farrokhi, I broke up with Elnaz this year. She wanted me to be someone I am not. And we couldn't see each other. 2020 has been a new hell. Last year we had the protest. This year we had the terrorist attack from the US. Then the Iranian attack. And our own Revolutionary Guard shooting down a civilian plane. Then the inflation is so, so much. We can't breathe. We wash blood with more blood. We put the suffering on more suffering. Now, coronavirus. In Iran, no one can afford to stay home. People will go to work. What can they do?
Goli, I'm still student. I take again my medical exam because I really want to be a doctor, and it's not possible for me to study outside Iran. We don't get any visa to leave.
Fatime, I married my Shiraz boyfriend. We had such a nice wedding in my hometown. I don't do tour guide work anymore. There are not many tourists coming these days. We do quarantine now.
Ava Farrokhi? I got the dreaded Rona. I was being really careful, but my flatmate got it from his girlfriend and then I got it, so... A few days in, I started to feel clammy and dizzy. I had a fever, and I started to feel like I was in this kind of state of unreality. My breathing started to get faster and shallow, which only made the panic worse, and I said out loud to myself in my bed, "Please, God, don't let me die." I felt like my voice was somebody else's. It was so weird. I felt out of control. And I swear, at that moment, I heard a voice. My father's voice. Say my name. Ava. Very gently. Barely there. I heard it once before like that, in a mosque in Shiraz. In 2020, Trump and Rouhani played war footsie. Let's see what happens next. I don't know whether I'll ever see my Iranian family again. To be honest, our WhatsApps and phone calls become less and less frequent. Made-up borders and world politics seem determined to keep us apart. And time passes, and life moves on, and before you know it, you're strangers.
گره گلدون من شکست در پا.
In Welcome to Iran by Nadia Fall. Ava was played by Mamouna Memon. Fatime by Karina Fernandez. Reza by Nicholas Karimi. Leila by Isabella Nafar. Auntie Saraya was played by Suad Faris. Other parts were played by Mobar El, Nalan Burgess, Dana Hakju, Serena Mantegi, and Joplin Sibtain. Original songs by Mamouna Memon. Music by Mamouna Memon and Kareem Samara. Theatre sound design by Alexandra Faye Braithwaite. The sound editor was Adam Woodhams, and the sound mix was by Steve Bond. Welcome to Iran was a Theatre Royal Stratford East and National Theatre co-commission, directed by Nadia Fall. The assistant director was Seppi Baghai, and the producer was Jeremy Mortimer. Lockdown Theatre was created by Bertie Carvel and is a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3.
Welcome to Iran is part of Lights Up, a pan-BBC initiative to broadcast theatre productions under lockdown. There are more recent editions of Drama on Three that you can listen to on BBC Sounds. And do join us next Sunday night for Shakespeare's Coriolanus. That's at the same time, 7:30.
Great concerts on Radio 3 need great sound engineers.
Getting live music on air is what our job is all about.
In these COVID times, there's a lot more rigging involved.
Normally, we wouldn't mic every player in the orchestra, but at the moment, we put a mic on nearly every person.
If we're doing a larger orchestra, it'd be around 60 to 120 microphones.
Stereo left, stereo right. Permissions have to be sought to be able to go on stage and move a microphone maybe just perhaps an inch or something. But it's very important that we do that because it makes a huge difference to the sound.
BBC Radio 3, the home of live classical music.
It's 9:45 this Sunday evening. Time for us here on BBC Radio 3 to join Hannah French for her weekly exploration of the best new recordings in classical music.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Record Review Extra. Mozart beckons us to the opera. And what is tormenting Madame Lucia's beloved?
Kiss her.